What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea, and welcome to the In Pursuit Podcast. This is the place where we will be discussing all things that fear has kept us from. So if you're ready, let's go ahead and get started. Get your notes out, get your papers out, get your pen, because we're going after everything that God has for us. You ready? Let's go. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, back in this thing with another 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I want to change my intro because I feel as though we ain't really, yeah, we talking about fear, but like we not really acknowledging the fear. I don't know. I feel like God want me to change the meaning of the podcast, or really not the meaning, but like the description of the podcast. But yeah, what's up, y'all? Another week. We done made it through another week. I'm not even worried about Corona anymore. Like, it's so much other stuff going on. Like, I had a rough week, and my week basically consisted of conviction, procrastination, doubt, and what's the other word I want to use? Confusion. Turmoil. But yeah, God has been definitely working on me and revealing things to me more and more and more. And I'm just to a point where I'm like, you know what, God? Look, if I'm not built for this, build me up. If I'm not prepared for this, prepare me. If I'm not doing things the way you want me to do it, then I surrender, I give it all to you. We develop these routines where we do something and we have the good intention to do it, but after a while it just becomes a routine and we lose the love and the passion, and we lose the perspective of what we're doing. And he's been kind of like revealing that to me. Like, he was telling me, like, you getting too comfortable. Basically, you're getting too comfortable, sis. Oh, you thought this was going to be a breeze. You thought this was going to be Chris Breezy. Like, no. As we go deeper and deeper in our relationships with God, and as we go deeper and deeper into what he wants us to do and the things that he wants to do in us, for us, to us, it's causing us to go to different levels. And when we go to different levels, that means that we're going up and up. And the further we go up, the further we are supposed to be from the place that he has brought us from. Those places that have held us down so many times. Those places that were meant to destroy us. Those places that were meant to take us out. When we go to different levels, when God calls us to different levels, he's taking us further and further and further away from who we used to be and the things that we used to do. But as I've learned, sin is going to always be there. That residue is going to always be there unless we truly surrender it to God and we truly commit ourselves to God. And we bring those things to God. God, I'm still struggling with this. God, I'm still going through this. I didn't know that I was going to go through this again. I didn't know that I was still going to feel like this. I thought I was over it. I thought that I had already conquered this giant. I thought that this part of me was completely died or completely dead. But as we're going to those new levels, we have to always be conscious of where he's bringing us out of. And he's always going to be bringing us out of some situations. He's always going to be bringing us out of mindsets and out of just our old ways, old things that try to keep us back and try to hold us down. It's kind of like, think of it as a crab in a bucket mentality. The further you go up, the more the crabs are going to try to pull you back down, the more they're going to try to detour you. So yeah, it's been causing me to really just take a look at myself and come to God with it and fully seek his understanding and seek his wisdom on the things that I'm going through. And I know y'all want me to be more detailed and y'all want me to speak on things more so you can kind of get an understanding of where I'm coming from, or you can kind of try to identify yourself within my situation. But I've really been dealing with my flesh. Let's say that. I've been dealing with my flesh and I ignored it. I ignore it from time to time. I ignore the residue. The desires of my flesh are still there. They're going to be there. But I always ignore the fact that I want to please my flesh. I always ignore the fact that I have these desires and I have these wants and these needs and things like that. But God's just been telling me, like, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of your flaws. Don't be ashamed of that. I didn't call you to be perfect. I didn't call you to be fully free from your flesh. Like, you're a fleshly creature. We're fleshly human beings. So don't think it to be strange that you're still pursuing God, but you're still having these desires and you still have your human needs and wants. And whatever you're struggling with, like, it don't even have to be with pleasing your flesh. It could be an addiction. It could be a mindset. It could be a mentality. It can be a person that you keep going to. Like, it can be whatever you keep going back to that causes you to get out of alignment with who God is calling you to be. Bring that to him and don't be ashamed of it. God, I'm still struggling in this area. I didn't know that I was going to struggle with it later on in life. I didn't know that I was still going to have this issue or have this problem. I didn't know that I was still going to deal with things from my past. Like, just bring it to him and let him love on you and let him comfort you and let him speak to you and let him just pour into you. God doesn't want us to hide our sins from him. He doesn't want us to hide our desires or everything like that, because he knows what we're going to do before we do it. He knows everything about us. He formed us in our mother's wombs. So don't ever feel like you need to hide something, or don't ever feel like you're too ashamed to, or don't ever be scared to let him reveal those things to you or reveal things in you that you're still struggling with. And don't try to run from it. Deal with those problems head on. Fight that demon. Don't let him fight you. But yeah, that wasn't even my message. So today I want to talk to you guys about ministry. I want to talk to you guys about the fact that God is still writing our stories. The things that we still struggle with are a part of our stories. It's a part of our legacy. It's a part of our growing. It's a part of our destiny. That's why they call it a work in progress. We are still works to be made. We are still being created. We are still being formed. We are still being pruned. So don't think it to be strange that you still fight some things or you still going through some things. It's all a part of the process. It's you being prepared for some things. It's you being able to take what you're going through, take that insecurity or take that depression, take those desires and those fleshly wants and needs. All of that stuff is being used to make your story greater. It's used to make your story better, to make your story more relatable, to make your story more real. As I get deeper and deeper into my ministry and God, you know, revealing what he really wants me to do in my life, revealing all of my gifts and things like that, as I'm going deeper into that, I'm finding that this ministry, like, ministry is not glamorous. Ministry is not cute. ministry is really ministry. Ministry is you talking to people and pouring into people and not being able to understand why you're giving so much to people. Ministry is truly eliminating yourself and elevating God in your life. Ministry is not for the faint of heart. It's not for people who don't want to be convicted. Ministry is not for people who just want to be on stages and want to have a catalog of videos and want to be in front of the camera and want to have all of this praise and, you know, the glamorous side of ministry. I know for me, when I first started my ministry, I kind of had an idea of it. Oh, cool. I can get some speaking engagements. I can share my story. I can, you know, be my true self. I can show my personality. Like, the glamorous side of ministry was really keeping me from what God wants me to experience right now in this season. And he's been showing me, like, ministry is not easy. You're gonna have to talk to people that aren't perfect at all. You're gonna have to talk to people without judgment, without feeling like you know it all or feeling like you're better than them. Ministry is strictly about being Holy Spirit led and not letting yourself get in the way of what God wants you to speak or what God wants you to do in somebody's life. Last week, I had Pursuit Week on my Instagram page, and that was basically me having like a live Instagram session with some women that I felt would be able to kind of share their story and share their love for God. I didn't realize that was ministry within itself. I just thought, oh, okay, well, let me get some content on my page. Let me interview some people. Let me look like I'm doing something. But it was ministry. Me asking these questions, us talking about God, us talking about our experiences, us helping people in the comments, answering questions that people may have had. Like, that's ministry. And during Pursuit Week and during those interviews, there were some people that was really asking like tough questions. Well, how do I allow God to do this in my life when I feel this way? How do I increase my faith? How do I come to God with something that I'm struggling with? And I'm sitting up here like, God, a little help here. Like, I knew what to say, the basics to say, but when people are asking you like in-depth questions about like really going to a deep place and you not understanding or you not knowing what to say, like, you have to remember that ministry is not about you at all. It's not about you. It's being used by God. It's being able to convey a message that God gives you to give to them. I had one person just in the comments, and apparently he was in prison. Okay, so let's pause right quick. I didn't know people in prison or jail or whatever can have cell phones. What? Like, what's that about? I did not know that. So he on his cell phone, he's on Instagram, but he somehow came to my live session that I was having, and I don't know this person. I don't know where he came from. I don't know how he even found my live, but he was just asking some tough questions and I didn't really know what to say. But as I'm going along with it and as I'm trying to minister to him and as I'm trying to pour some words into him, God was just showing me and he was just telling me, like, what I'm calling you to do is not going to require much of you. I just need you to be a willing vessel. I need you to shut up. Take yourself out the equation. You can add your personality in there every now and then, but ministry, the ministry that I'm calling you to do, Andrea, it strictly has to do with me and not you. And I'm like, dang, God. Like, I knew that, but now I'm to a place where I'm finally understanding it, because he's been putting me in situations where I can actually see that, and he's giving me wisdom in those situations. I was asking God, like, my prayers would be, God, I want to minister. I want to minister to people. I want to help people. I want to share people my story, or I want to share my story to people. I want to be able to help somebody. I want to be able to bring them closer to you. I want to do this. And as I'm praying for that, he's already working it out to where he'll lead me to people to help, or he'll send people to me. And he just has to remind me, like, you want this, you're asking for this, you're praying for this, but understand that it's not going to be a walk in the park. Yeah, I can send you women. I can create your audience to be women who, you know, need help getting out of a toxic relationship. I can send you those women. You'll know what to say then. That's the part of the ministry that you like. That's the part of the ministry that you're confident in. But when I send you a prisoner, or when I send you a drug addict, or when I send you a child molester, or when I send you a rapist or a prostitute or whatever like that, you're going to have to use this word too. You're going to have to speak. You're going to have to allow yourself to be spoken through in those situations. And it just got me wondering, like, God, am I even prepared for that? Am I able to do that? And it's funny because my dad has been a pastor my whole life. He's been doing this for 30 years. I only had a glimpse of what he did. I always knew he was the pastor of the church. I didn't really understand his responsibilities, his roles, his sacrifices. Like, I didn't really understand that until I got in the same position, or until God started calling me to do some of the same things that he's doing. My daddy been doing prison ministry for over 30 years. My daddy done wrote a book about prison ministry. I'm just now reading it. So, everything that God is doing in me right now, I feel like he did that with my dad. So, it's bringing more and more understanding and more clarity to what he wants me to do. I've been watching my dad like a Hulk. Like, I've been watching how he talks to people, and I've been paying attention to what he's been doing and what he says and his ambition and things like that. I'm my daddy's child. Like, that's really my daddy. Like, ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. Like, I'm his. And for so long, this was a responsibility that I did not want. God, I don't want to do what my daddy does. I don't want to be that involved in other people's lives. I don't want to do that. But as soon as I started going through things and God started reshaping my heart, it opened me up to the calling that he has on my life. People have been calling me evangelist. People have been saying, oh, girl, you a preacher. Oh, girl, I see them gifts coming out of you. Oh, that's a good word you put out on Instagram. In my mind, I'm just like, oh, I'm just trying to encourage somebody. I'm just trying to help somebody. But that's ministry. Whether I realized it or not, like, that's real ministry. Getting down to, like, the nitty gritty, getting down to, like, the real stuff. But that's where my comfortability was coming from. Feeling like, oh, I'm just encouraging somebody, or I'm just putting this out. I'm just doing this. I'm comfortable in this space. I'm comfortable doing that. But as he started showing me, like, ministry is deeper than that, I'm like, oh, you're calling me out of this as well. You're calling me out of this comfortability. Like, this isn't the stopping ground. This isn't where I called you to. This is just a level. This is surface level. It's only the beginning of where I'm calling you to go. So if y'all find yourselves getting too comfortable in the place that you're in, oh, God brung me out of that situation, so I'm going to just sit here and get comfortable and not do what he's calling me to do. Oh, I'm going to just get comfortable in this new space that I'm in. Like, there's always a level. There's always an opportunity to go higher. There's always something greater that God will be calling you to do. And you honestly, you have to be willing, even with all of your issues that you're struggling with, you still have to be willing to go to another level. Don't forget the promise. God has promised us some things. God has promised you some things. Don't get comfortable where you are right now. Because then that's when laziness kicks in. That's when procrastination kicks in. That's when deception of the enemy kicks in. We're in the middle. Like, we're in the middle of where God is trying to take us. Are we going to choose to sit in our comfortability, or are we going to get uncomfortable, feel the uncomfortableness, and keep going? Don't settle for where you are. Don't settle for where you are. The promise is still ahead. The promise is still in front of you. Don't let the fact that you're comfortable right now keep you from where you need to go. When God said he would make you whole, he didn't mean overnight. He didn't mean that things still won't come up. He didn't say that your past won't try to creep back in. It's a process. We just have to continue to trust him, continue to let him love on us, continue to fight, continue to seek his word and seek his understanding. No matter how uncomfortable it gets. I know for me, that was uncomfortable talking to a prisoner that I don't even know. If y'all don't really notice about me, my child's father is awaiting sentencing right now, and he's been in jail in New Mexico for about almost a year. So I've been talking to him. I've been, you know, trying to find the strength within me, trying to find the words to say. But God has just been, again, telling me, like, even in this situation, like, it's not about you. It's about what I have to say through you. So every time you talk to this man, decrease yourself. Yeah, it's okay to talk and laugh and, you know, try to get him in the best of spirits, or try to get him out of that rut that he's in right now. But you also have to understand that this is ministry as well. This ain't no regular conversation that y'all having. I need to use you to get through him. And that right there, boy, considering our history, considering our past, considering everything that God has healed me from dealing with this man, like, taking myself out of the process and allowing God to just come in and say what he has to say through me, do what he has to do through me. It's crazy. Y'all, it's so crazy. But yeah, that's all I really wanted to share with y'all today. How was y'all's Easter? I was really going through this stuff, just taking in everything. And I haven't had JJ since Wednesday. What? A whole vacation. Like, what? Where's the pina coladas? But everything is intentional. Everything is for a reason. I think God really just needed to speak to me, and he really needed my attention so that he can use me in that situation, and so he can talk to me and have my full attention. So yeah, my baby comes home today, so I miss him or whatever. But yeah, y'all, hope you all have an awesome week. I hope the virus ain't on your brains at this point. Like, still pray for each other. Of course, still seek God. Of course, still pray and intercede on behalf of the people that are going through the corona, that are being affected, that are struggling with this new change in the world. But as God's children, as God's daughters, as God's sons, like, continue to seek him and continue to not let the things of the world get to you. Always strive, always pray. And I'm out. I'm gonna talk to y'all next week.